Hello?
Yeah. I got a call from an aide with Khabinish Gatek. I have no idea how she got to us. Basically, that HHA, session for sure expired.
Okay.
Meaning she had got it a long time ago. Khabinish was the process. I came to the amount of the PCA, the HHA, VIT inactive or when it's registered by the agency for some 2 years. I can't remember
yeah,
which one.
HHA, I think.
HHA?
HHA. PCA, I think, never expires.
Okay. Yeah, so kind of that makes sense. Because HA is made, they're more like, whatever, so it's made for skilled other.
Okay.
Text you from downlines on the information so that you can add her when she sends it in. And I'll check them at Rebecca. I guess if the HA is expired, they have to redo it from scratch. I don't know.
Or they could do probably the ACD class.
Right.
The ACD class, is this is a normal from the certification, or it's...
So ACD stands for acclimated other... So basically, combined or consolidated training with Davanem and Saibach and Titsin Eintog, how can they supposedly do that? Is that if they have, or if I'm supposing after a certain amount of hours Alta Aid, because they have the experience, that's obviously whatever my kick
right.
Against.
Right.
No, it's called Alternative Competency
and
Demonstration.
And they get something? They get, like, a certificate?
Yeah. So, they have PCA, HHA.
So, they get a PCA certificate?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Okay, so I'm going to say PCA class,
because
they're not...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say in a class, if we're going for... Because it depends. It might be a two-week school or a one-day training class.
Okay.
Meaning, once Chava listing Asach AIDS, I'm going to be able to tell Avi, look, I have 30 AIDS, it's worth for us to do a class. With my friend Christina class, basically, I'm going to have to schlep down a teacher.
So most of them work for PPL. They will say, yeah, well, I work for PPL,
yeah.
I don't have money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm going to schmach it for me, but sure.
Whatever, no, they don't. They stay. So Asach will them, but they don't get paid.
PPL is a bitch to work with, that's why.
Whatever, they say they don't get paid, so they want to get certified and not work for them.
Yeah. Okay. We may end up getting patients like that also.
Yeah. By the way, sometimes I call them and aid, and she said that she is looking, she's not in aid anymore, she's looking for services. She's not in our county, but if it happens, I should.
So, Oibsenishton is the county.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot look at the Eagles County, but usually if you're ready, Anikoldach is probably in the surrounding county. Was independent service in Isht Eagle.
Right.
So, could I have circled about that?
Yeah, they can read the name from the patient.
If it's in the county that, first of all, if it's a county that independent services,
yeah.
For sure, let's send it to intake.
Who's intake?
I'm going to drag and do it to the intake email.
And they need to have the specific insurance or any insurance will work.
So this is what we would do now is doing in some contract with other plans is we would refer them to an extension.
Okay.
So patients have either an MLTC plan or their HMO plan. It's a type of plan that they have under Medicaid. I think HMO plans you can't always you might not be able to refer them to an MLTC plan. Commercials are familiar. But really what we would do now, if a patient wants to come with us, is we would refer them to a different plan. Meaning, I think MLTC is just for home care, and if it's HMO, they also use it to either for under services or going to the doctor. So sometimes they don't want to switch out of what they are right now, but if it's an MLTC, generally it's machtisch chilek for
that.
So intake would probably refer the case to the plan and get them enrolled in the plan that we're contracted with. But, meaning, we could always send the referral, and they'll handle the referral to the right plan. Might be a smart sheet form to add a referral or just an email.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.